Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Well, I told you he'd be here, the last of the full-grown men, Webb Wilder, Mississippi Musician Hall of Famer. It's good to see you. We just recollected it has been over 2 years since we have seen each other in person. That does not seem possible because, you know, about every quarter it seemed like you'd come by, you'd be playing someplace.
Yeah, and you were kind enough to have me, and you're kind enough to have me today, and I appreciate it. But, yeah, luckily, as we get older, that time flies by, but it was a little bit like being in prison there for a while, you know.
It was.
Very strange.
And Charlie said you were here just weeks before the pandemic kicked in.
Late February, because there was an early March gig, I think at the City Winery, right? And then 2 weeks later, there was no gigs anywhere for anybody.
I just did my first out-of-town band gig since way back then. This past weekend, we were in Johnson City, Tennessee at the Down Home. And it went well, and people came out. We really appreciated it. And did a little solo things. Did a lot of streaming shows from my basement.
Did you like doing that? Because some artists did it well, but they didn't. You talked to them, and I said, man, I watched you do this or that. But I didn't like it. I didn't like doing it.
Well, I was my harshest critic, but, you know, as far as that goes, but what was rewarding about it was that people watched and they tipped and all this stuff, and that was great. And the other thing was that it was just me, so I would do like I used to do in college and cram for a test. I would say, I'm going to do some different songs, and I'd get the words to a Harry Nilsson song or something. You know, I'm drawing a blank now. I did all kind of songs, and I wouldn't have gotten to do that on the regular touring sort of here's the set shows, you know, so I really enjoyed that.
You're going to, in addition to this Sunday at the City Winery here in town, I see you've got dates coming up here soon, in early June, in Worthington, Ohio, and Berwyn, Illinois, and then back for the American Artisan Festival here in Nashville.
Yeah.
That's in mid-June.
Yeah, and I think that's at Centennial Park. That's a solo thing. And the other thing, that Worthington is basically Columbus. It's an area of Columbus, Ohio. Okay. And then the Berwyn is basically Chicago. It's a western suburb of Chicago. We've been playing that club for years, Fitzgerald's. And haven't been, you know, we were supposed to be there in January and things conspired against us and we didn't get to go.
Where was your first professional performance?
Well, it depends on what you call professional, but... I'm thinking back. You know, my first public performances were at the Hattiesburg Teen Center in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then, you know, clubs. I don't know what
when you
clubs.
Played the Teen Center, you were a teen, I'm assuming.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So did you just, when you got that feedback from the audience and the chicks were digging it, then you're like, I have to do this. This is my life from here on.
I don't know if the chicks were really digging it or not. We were having a ball doing it, and we did get to play for people, and they paid us a tiny amount of money, and then they raised us $5 the next year. And but you know, kids don't have teen centers to do the Bush League thing now, and I don't know. I think when I was in the 12th grade, we were playing a club in Hattiesburg, Mississippi that had been the old Ice House, called the Ice House. And a talent scout from the higher-up club on the edge of town, the Stone Toad, heard us, said, you guys would be great. By midweek, they had fired us.
Oh.
Yeah. That's back when you play a week at a time. And I'm trying to go to high school every morning, you know. So it was a mixed blessing when they said no. No, thanks.
Well, you know, we celebrated one big anniversary since last we saw you, and it's a place that I know is special in your history, 50 years of the Exit Inn. And we almost lost it, and it's so great that venue is still around. But
yes.
But share some memories of your time there.
Well, I was honored to be a guest at the Country Music Hall of Fame about mm-hmm. that with Peter Cooper and mm-hmm. Jason Ringenberg and Diane Davidson a few weeks ago, and we talked about all that, and I think it was recorded and preserved. But, you know, I escaped Hattiesburg, Mississippi with all... due respect to my roots, in 1974, I came up here and went to Peabody College. And one of the first things I did was I found out about this venue, the Exit Inn, which was very different. It was a listening room. It wasn't a raucous place then. And Little Esther Phillips was playing. And so before the show would start, they would say, we'd like to remind you, the Exit Inn is a listening room, and please refrain from talking, you know. Okay, wow, this is different. And then I hear this voice singing, and I don't see her, and she's backstage with a long mic cord, and she comes out singing, and I thought that was cool. And then another significant memory of that year, Emmylou Harris debut major label album, Pieces of the Sky, at the Exit Inn. And they had a Queen of the Silver Dollar contest. Jesse Coulter was the judge. And I promise you, it's odd, but I have no memory of the girls. I was so blown away with the music. And years later, Prince Charles told me never to drop names, but I was speaking with Rodney Crowell. And I said, yeah, man, I remember that gig, and you guys were so great. And I remember you were playing a Fender Mustang guitar. He said, well, your memory isn't quite right. He said, Emery Gordy got the Elvis call. He was the bass player, and I had to play bass. He said, I was playing a Fender bass. I'm like, oh, wow. Well, you must. And he said, and I thought I did.
He got the Elvis call. I love that. That's all that needs to be said, right?
I know. It's absolutely true. And he said, I thought I did pretty good, but he said, as I was leaving that night, there was an old drunk, you know, last guy in the club who said, you need to work on your shuffles.
We talked about a fellow named Russell Smith off the air a little bit ago, who wrote a song that's on your album, Night Without Love, that we're going to feature here. He was such a treasure, wasn't he?
He was, and I did that song.
And Russell was the lead singer of the Amazing Rhythm Aces.
Right, exactly.
Yes. We just recently had the Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
Oh, wow.
And they were talking about back at, what were the Cosmic...
Cosmic Corn Cob and his
amazing rhythm aces. That's how they. I mean, amazing Ozark. Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
So okay,
he was talking about how long band names were in them.
Right,
know, New Riders of the Purple Sage.
Yeah,
and
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Yeah,
who have a new album.
But for people who don't know Russell by name, incredible songwriter, incredibly gifted as a singer.
Yeah, one-of-a-kind voice, and that would have been enough, but he was a very prolific and often covered by other people songwriter. And the original guitar player, who I never had the privilege of meeting, Bird Burton, was great. And that lick, you know, that...
Mm-hmm.
Which is in... That's a different key, but is in that song you're, I think, about to play. But yeah, they were just great. And I did this song in a band years ago that I was in Mississippi called The Drapes. And remembered it. And when we were working on this album, I kind of just, that'd be a good one to do, wouldn't it?
So what was your first band name?
Oh, you'll love this. And it wasn't my idea. The eldest guy in the band, and the name of the band was The Power of Steam. And the reason it was that is the guy, he was a year older than me. He was a straight-A student, so he had other fellow egghead friends that were outside my circle, one of whom... had an album, a vinyl album of Train Sounds called The Power of Steam. And this guy thought it would be a great name.
Yeah. Hit the nail on the head, Charlie Malice, with Webb Wilder on his way to the City Winery Sunday.
I saw you last night, sitting alone at the bar. Came back this evening just to find out who you are. 'Cause baby, you hit the nail right on the head. Tell you from down south, the way you say you are, you look at me over your shoulder just like Lauren Bacall. Oh baby, you hit the nail right on the head. Well, I like the way you chug that beer. I just love the way you hold your ground. You think it's a man that just stagger over here, or we can find a place where there ain't so many people around. Come on with me, baby, dance and I can sing. Wrap yourself around me just like a yo-yo string. Oh baby, you hit the nail right on the head. Baby, come on up to my place. I got something up there, darling. Wipe that smile right off of your face. Oh, baby, you hit the nail right on the head. Me like a knife. Sometime later on, baby, you're gonna have to tell me the story of your life. Oh, baby, you hit the nail right on the head.
more with Bill and Charlie coming up on 650 AM WSN. Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Well, Wilder, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Ah, so is this a birthday show that we're celebrating Sunday at the City Winery in Nashville?
It is, and you know, I believe it or not, as loud-mouthed and chatty as I am, I never make a big deal about my birthday, but my agent said, well, you know, the City Winery show, you're coming back after a long absence, and it is the week of your birthday, and so I said, okay. So, yeah, today is my birthday. So today is the birthday of Pete Townsend of The Who.
It is. He's 77.
Wow. And
David Hartman, the former Good Morning America anchor, is 87. Grace Jones is 74. Stephen Ford, he was an actor, but was known as the president's son.
Famously in The Young and the Restless.
66.
One of my grandmother's stories when I was
yes. Stephen is 66. Shooter Jennings is 43.
Oh, I forgot that.
Share
right.
birthday.
Happy birthday, Shooter.
Sam Smith is 30, singer. Stay With Me, I'm Not the Only One. Oscar winner for the Bond movie, Writings on the Wall. Mm-hmm. You also, those who have come and gone that were born on the 19th of May, your birthday. Malcolm X, Jim Lehrer of PBS fame, Mickey Newberry.
Wow.
Andre the Giant.
Wow. Another full-grown man.
Born Andre René Roussimoff, French-born. And Dusty Hill of ZZ Top, who passed away in 2021.
He did, you know? And Phil Rudd of AC/DC, and the late, great Joey Ramone of the Ramones.
Well, the one the most famous person I celebrate with is Beethoven on December the 16th. And Charlie?
Well, I don't mean to trump you all. I get Lee Harvey Oswald. And just for fair game, Jesse Helms. Just so. But Webb is starting a new trend, which I like, that you bring other people gifts on your birthday. We have not one, but two pulp paperbacks and the new record on vinyl.
Yeah, you got the record on vinyl. Yes. I got the CD.
He knows us well.
He does know how we listen. Because I'm an in-car listener.
Me too.
And everybody tells me the CD's going away. And I guess it can't. Yeah. It can't go away.
But I am glad you did vinyl on this because the artwork is so cool. And it really deserves the big format. It looks great on the vinyl.
Well, thank you. There's a little bit of a story on that. You know, that song, Night Without Love, the title track, is... an old R.S. Fields song that I always liked. And I thought, you know, those leaning towards the girl market, old 60s, 50s comic books, romance comic books.
Yeah.
You know, make that the title cut, make it the title of the album, and then it lends itself to that cover. So the famous cover artist, Flournoy Holmes, who did the Eat a Peach Allman Brothers album cover, is a longtime friend of my label guy, and did my Doodad album cover, did a great job years ago. And anyway, he is to be credited with really running with my little tiny spark of an idea. Mm-hmm. And he really made it what I just described, you know.
Charlie, it reads, "The Big Book of Love. Take it from the man that knows. Your friends will admire you."
Yeah, all the shtick, all the little jokes things are floor noise.
That's terrific. What do you got in that Gibson guitar you want to share with the world this
morning? You know, we heard an up-tempo song, and, you know, I can't get people to stop killing each other. I can't stop the war in Ukraine. I can't get the baby formula back. I'd love to be able to do these things, but I can't. I can give you some music, and most of it will be rock and roll at City Winery on Sunday night. But I'd like to give you a little song of peace.
Oh, good.
From my back catalog.
We all need to, and what time do you go on Sunday night?
It's early, 7.
7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's especially good for Sunday because people face Monday.
Yep. It's a school night, as we say on morning radio. It's a school night.
Some of us face Monday earlier than others.
Yeah. No matter the time of year, no matter what the time is, whether it's traditional standard time or daylight saving. It's always dark when we get up. Always.
Dark 30.
Yeah, guys. Metal, man. Well, you know, I don't love to get up at 6:30 in the morning on my birthday, but I got to say, if you told the little 12-year-old me that on your birthday, when you're an old guy, you will get to go on the legendary Air Castle of the South,
that's
WSM
right.
Radio, with Hall of Famer DJ, you know, Bill Cody, and his stellar, stalwart companion, Charlie Maddox, I'd be thrilled.
And I am thrilled. Share musical peace with the world.
Yes, sir. And here is a song called The Rest Will Take Care of Itself. There's a glimmer of morning just over the tree line, a skyful of starlings, scattered rain sign. Don't know what the day will bring, assuming it does come. I just know that I need you forever and then some. I was living in a world where people pawn their souls for the smallest change. It's by heart I know a little hope is a precious thing. In the thick of night, it'll hold up in the light. Put love above everything else. The rest will take care of itself. I have known darkness jet black as the raven. You just might be the closest that I will ever get to heaven. But everybody needs forgiveness, even those that don't deserve. Everybody needs salvation, even if they don't believe a word. I was living in a world where people shade the truth just as bold as day. Now that I've found you, I won't throw your trust away. In the thick of night, it'll hold up in the light. Put love above everything else. The rest will take care of itself. The rest will take care of itself. The rest will take care of itself. Come on, come on, come on. Every dream has a blind side, a trap door that's tripped by doubt. I have tried to see reason, but I couldn't quite make it out. I was living in a world where every mask I wore fell on its face. I will masquerade no more. Love don't need no hiding place. In the thick of night, it'll hold up in the light. Put love above everything else. The rest will take care of itself. The rest will take care of itself. The rest will take care of itself. Come on, come on, come on. The rest will take care of itself. The rest will take care of itself.
Live in studio performance from Webb Wilder on his way to celebrate his birthday. Today's his birthday, but he's celebrating it and wants you to as well. City Winery in Nashville, 7 o'clock Sunday night.
Well
thanks,
said.
Thanks for coming to see us, getting
thanks
up early.
Thanks for having me.
And leave them with the credo, if you would, please.
Thank you, sir. Work hard, rock hard, eat hard, sleep hard, grow big, wear glasses if you need them.
The last of the full-grown men.
It felt like the first time, a hand it held fast in this whole life of mine. I thought reindeer could fly, fairy tales were all true. That was before I cried for an illusion of you.
the shore, I sunk like a shoe, still reaching for my illusion of you. See the light, it seems to be real. It's hard to let go of something untrue when it's all that you know, like my illusion of you. Thin air don't make much of a crush. In the wake of the night, I was caught in the clutch of a sad, stupid lie, masquerading as truth. A poke in the eye, an illusion. That stupid lie masquerading as truth, a book in the eye, an illusion of you. I held your hand, it felt like the first time, a hand it held fast in this whole life of mine. I thought reindeer could fly, fairy tales were all true. That was before I cried for an illusion.